What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And a little bit of good news. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee has released a redacted, declassified version of their report on alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, which officially clears President Trump of any collusion. And the committee said basically there were some cases of poor judgment and ill-considered actions, both by the Trump and the Clinton campaign. All right, well, if we're talking about collusion, let's get back to that Uranium One deal. Something else that was also in that report confirms James Clapper lied about the dossier leaks to CNN. And basically, he did leak information about the Steele dossier and high-level government briefings about it to CNN. And apparently, he lied to Congress about the matter. But where is Clapper these days? Who's he working for now? I think we ought to take a look at that. The House report also backs the claim that FBI agents did not think Michael Flynn lied, despite his guilty plea. And it basically says the FBI agents did not detect any deception during Flynn's interview. The guy got railroaded. DC politics are very, very dirty. That's something I don't think Trump was really prepared to deal with and still isn't dealing with very well, in my opinion. Now, Jeff Sessions is taking heat over his refusal to appoint a second special counsel to look into just how it is that Hillary Clinton was able to escape indictment over the multiple felony violations of Title 18 involving her email server. And his excuse is that these special counsels have to be handled carefully within the classic procedure and rules. And looking at the way the Mueller probe has taken on a life of its own, it's spun out of control. And that's why I don't want a second special counsel. Well, Mr. Sessions, it's your job to keep the Mueller probe under control and to keep it from just having a life of its own. That is your job. And if you're not going to do your job, I suggest you resign and try and find honest employment. Something else that's come on out, they're trying to make a big deal about it. I don't think it really is. But remember that lawyer, Natalia Valinitskaya, the Russian who was given special permission by Obama to enter the U.S. and meet with, I think it was Trump Jr. And it turned out all they ever talked about was the Magnitsky Act. And now they found out that she's an informant for the Russian government, which is not a big deal. All governments have informants. I mean, you should look at how many informants the U.S. has. The FBI has informants on every single college campus and most large corporations. They got them all over Hollywood. It's not that big a deal. Now, former Feinstein staffer raised $50 million and hired Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele right after the 2016 election. And they were hired specifically to push the anti-Trump Russian collusion narrative. And it turns out most of the money, about $50 million to fund this Trump-Russia hoax, came from just a handful of wealthy donors from Silicon Valley and New York. This was a setup from day one. And, of course, Hillary Clinton's camp and the DNC also funded the dossier. And the dossier failed to put Hillary into the White House, and she's still steaming about that. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that she doesn't see anything inappropriate in rigging primaries. Well, that's a good reason for Pelosi to not be in Congress anymore if she doesn't understand that disenfranchising voters in your own party is wrong. because it is. It's an attack on democracy itself. But Pelosi says, no, it's okay for us to rig the primaries. It's only one small step from there to say it's okay to rig the general election. We know what's best for the country. We can't trust those voters. They're all idiots and morons, and they'll vote for the wrong people. They'll vote for people who want an end to the wars, and they'll vote for people who want a healthy economy for the working class, and we can't allow that. Meanwhile, over at the Green Party, Jill Stein is saying that Russiagate is being exploited to repress leftist opposition, to silence dissent. Well, to an extent, it's not really working. Now, Trump, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Donald Trump is planning on visiting Great Britain to meet the Queen and Theresa May on July 13th, which happens to be a Friday for you superstitious Templar type people. But he's going to avoid London, which technically means this is not a state visit. But he is going to meet with the Queen probably at Balmoral or Windsor, and will also meet Theresa May. But the concern is there are going to be a lot of protests. The ordinary people of Great Britain are sick and tired of their country being the U.S. poodle, just as the American people are getting sick and tired of the U.S. being Israel's poodle. Now, Nancy Pelosi, along with out there saying that it's okay to rig the primaries, made an admission during a speech. She's confident the Democrats are going to take the House. And she has already said, when they take the House, they're going to pass an immediate amnesty for all the illegal immigrants, and they're going to go after the guns. Now, there are a couple of problems with that. First of all, the Senate would have to concur on the legislation, and Donald Trump would have to sign it. And I don't think either of those are going to happen. But for her to just come on out there and make that statement, that's going to turn a lot of Democratic voters off. Because a lot of Democrats are getting sick and tired of all this immigration nonsense. There's a lot of Democrats who are out of work, who can't find jobs, who are looking at all the freebies being given to the refugees and the illegal immigrants. People are starting to ask questions about AIPAC's $4.5 million support for Tom Cotton. And they're wondering, is he being groomed for some future role as Israel's puppet high up in the U.S. government? We're going to take a phone call now. Jeff in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. It's always good to talk to you. Michael, I kind of live in my own little world. I like to live in a post-Zionist world. And that it's not just the Jewish cartel that I don't want nothing to do with. It's the Christian Zionists who are in bed with them. I've had it with them. The Middle East means nothing to me. I want peace with Russia, even Europe. They can solve their own problems. Michael, well, there's some good news.
Yes.
I believe that our closest ally should be Mexico. Now, you might not agree with me, but I believe they should be. They're our neighbor. They're going to be here forever. I'm 57. They've built many of our homes. They've picked our vegetables and fruits. They've been the closest thing to a slave in my lifetime in this country. I've seen a lot. I've lived in California. Wife's Cuban. I've been to South Florida. I've seen it all. Nobody's ever outworked them. Good news. It looks like Trump might renegotiate NAFTA. And, the thing about us in Mexico is we have to work together. We have to work together and nurture our relations for the future, because Mexico's got a lot of problems and we do too. But we got to hang in there together, because Mexico is going to be we're going to be right and left arm of each other down the road. I see that coming.
Well, there's a couple of problems. hang on. There's a couple of problems with what you're saying. Way back when the illegal immigrants were used as farm labor, that was the only thing available to them because of citizenship laws. And yes, they were forced to work very hard, and there was a lot of abuse of them. Today, where they're allowed to have driver's licenses and register to vote and vote and everything else, they're not willing to go back to those fields. And they don't need to, because most crop harvesting these days is done by machine. And so that part of the economy falls apart. The reason I disagree with your getting closer to Mexico is because our economy cannot survive the continuing influx from Mexico. If we want to be fair with Mexico, we should implement exactly the same immigration laws that Mexico has. You can't just walk into Mexico, get a driver's license, be allowed to vote. You walk into Mexico without permission, you are going to jail.
Well, Michael, the average Mexican makes $5 a day. I don't know what the average wage here a day is. I assume it's at least 10 times that. But Mexico...
Well, the Mexican people are going to have to fix that problem. They've got a corrupt government that's in bed with the drug cartels up to its neck. We've got problems in our own country. We have to fix those. And we have to stop thinking that we have any kind of an obligation to go into other countries and solve their problems for them. We don't.
But Michael.
Okay. If Mexican workers are unhappy with what they're being paid, then they need to organize, form unions, go on strike, whatever it takes. If they're unhappy with their government, they have to deal with it. We need to protect our country, our economy, and our people. And
I agree with you. I agree with you. I believe in the sovereignty of each country, but we have a $400 or $500 billion trade deficit with China. I would rather we had a massive deficit with Mexico in trade and not trade with China at all. China's halfway around the world. They're not part of our country. But Mexico, if Mexico had more wealth, then fewer of them would want to come up here. You know, the Mexicans
have
a great culture.
I understand that. The problem is that China knows how to manufacture things and Mexico doesn't. And even though some American automakers are setting up car factories down there in Mexico, Mexico is a long way away from being anywhere near as industrialized as the U.S. or, for that matter, China or Taiwan or Japan. It's just not there. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not much, Michael. I just wanted to say that Trump needs our support. There's a lot of people that call your station, and they have problems with Trump. But what is the alternative solution? And so far, Trump's done great. Maybe he doesn't appoint people that you care for or that your callers care for. Maybe he says stuff he shouldn't say, but his actions are excellent so far. We have to give him an A+.
I have to disagree with you. I have to disagree with you. Trump has been a terrible disappointment to me. Well, first of all, he campaigned on a promise of ending these U.S. interventions in other countries, and instead he's going back into Syria, dropping hints about going into Iran, talking about attacking North Korea. That's one major disappointment. The next one is, of course, he was talking about putting Hillary Clinton in jail and draining the swamp. He hasn't done that either. Now, that being said, he is the legally elected president of the United States of America. And while I do not support his decisions on the wars and everything, I am going to defend him against these very underhanded tactics that are being used to derail him.
Yeah, well, Michael, but you have to give him credit. His talk on North Korea is opposite of that. He's going to get the troops out of Syria. I promise you, in the next 2 months, the troops are coming out of Syria. And I think that we're going to have a denuclearization of Iran. And I just ask you and all your callers.
Iran is already denuclearized. They never had nuclear weapons.
Hey, that was appeasement. The Obama administration gave them hundreds of billions of cash dollars that who knows who got kickbacks from that. That's a horrible deal. Did you read any of that deal, Michael?
Yes, I did read the deal. I did read
and
the deal.
What is it?
The deal?
What were the specifics? The deal?
Alex, are you going to let me talk or not?
Yes.
The deal was very simple and straight.
So far, you're not saying anything.
All right. Thank you for the call, Alex. We're going to let you go. The P5 plus one deal was very simple. Iran would suspend high-level enrichment. They were up to 20%. They weren't building any bombs with it. They were enriching primarily for their own nuclear power station, which is about 5 to 6%. Iran surrendered all of that. They send their uranium to other countries to be turned into fuel rods for their power stations. And in exchange, the United States was going to end all the sanctions against Iran. Iran has complied with every requirement of the P5 plus 1 agreement. They allow IAEA inspections, something Israel will not, I might point out. There are TV cameras in all of the Iranian facilities that are monitored 24 hours a day. The U.S. is the one who broke the spirit of the deal. They rescinded a few sanctions, not all of them, under the excuse that they had to wait and see if Iran was going to keep its word. Well, that was back in 2015. It's now 2018. Iran is obviously keeping their word. The United States isn't. Because after they rescinded some symbolic sanctions, Congress turned around and hit Iran with sanctions even harder. Back, you know, it's... back when Iran was under the Shah, they were pushing nuclear power. There were ads about, you know, with the picture of the Shah of Iran, look who supports nuclear power. It was a good thing back then because Iran was under the control of the Shah, who was under control of the United States. Iran's nuclear technology only became an issue when the Shah got kicked out and Iran started running Iran. That's when the U.S. started screaming about proliferation and everything. But everything Iran was doing at the time was allowed to it under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran signed and ratified and the U.S. signed and ratified. And the U.S. even reneged on that because under the terms of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the U.S. was obligated to go in and help Iran build its peaceful uses of nuclear facilities, power stations, nuclear medicine facilities. And if you're really worried about Iran having a bomb factory under their power station like Israel has under Dimona, going on in and pouring the foundations and laying the pipes and wiring is a good way to satisfy yourself that it just did not happen. Okay. All right. I've got a couple more stories I want to get through before I go back to the phones here. So, I want to talk about Cambridge Analytica because everyone is talking about this and all the money they were getting from the Clinton campaign. But it turns out they're not the hot shots at manipulating the public you might think they are, because in 2016, most of the candidates hired Cambridge Analytica, and it didn't work for them. And obviously, this attempt to use them to sell the Russia-Trump collusion story didn't work either. So their fame and reputation may be very much overblown. Meanwhile, the Democratic National Committee is shelling out more than $2 million for Hillary Clinton's campaign email list and voter data. So she's still making money off of that. All right, let's take two more phone calls. Miles in Maine, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Good afternoon. I just wanted to say your last two callers prove how important RBN is, so I hope people are donating. You know, when people listen to RBN and a guy can come on and talk about we need to buddy up with a corrupt, ridiculously poverty-stricken nation like Mexico, somebody's not thinking clear. And then when you get the next guy on and he doesn't even know Iran has never had any nukes, they can barely produce
electricity. Okay, Miles, stay on the line. Miles, stay on the line. Got to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at Fox News, and apparently Trump has already come on out with a very negative view of the meeting between Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in, saying we're not going to be played on North Korea. So the U.S. is not happy that the two Koreas are moving together. All right. We're talking with Miles in Maine, and I think you wanted to talk about the economy.
Yeah, and so, you know, I agree with you, Mike, too. I want to just mention on President Trump. Is he better than the alternative? Well, I think we all can agree on that, but he has really missed the mark on the bill of goods we were sold prior to the election, and I think that's a little discomforting to all of us. You know, we wanted what we thought we were going to get. And on the economy, I was going to ask you, isn't the figure something like to buy our way out of the Federal Reserve, like $20 billion?
It's something like that. In this day and age, it's not a lot of money. Back when the Federal Reserve was first created and loaned that money to the U.S. government, which was desperately broke, that was a lot of money. But it's never going to happen. Yeah. Because the financial community, the Federal Reserve, they're active donors to members of Congress. And members of Congress are going to basically sell the country out to whoever's handing them the biggest check.
Yeah, and that's such a real shame because being someone who's not an advocate of taxes and things like that, that would be the first tax. If they said this money's going to get us out of the Federal Reserve, I'd say I'll vote for that. And one other thing, Michael, is Claire going to be on today, or is her back aggravating her?
Yes, she is. Well, her back is actually a little bit better. It's not all the way better. I still don't let her do the housework. But she's definitely feeling better, and she'll be joining us a little over half an hour from now.
That is great news. Well, thank you so much, Michael, and you have a great weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Roxanne in Texas. Aloha, Roxanne. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon or morning for you, I guess. Anyway, Trump's team will never tell the public what they're up to, okay? They're going to give you, well, we're putting troops in, we're taking them out. And why would they ever tell anybody? This way he can look unhinged to the unknowing. Because the Duma story was made up by the White Helmets. They're MI5, 6. So that what happened, they went along with it. Trump and military went along with it. And I hear, my sources say that Trump is working with Assad in Russia. So what we hear, because I was in a war, isn't what you see. But anyway, so they went over to the Homs area in the northwest and over in the eastern, the desert area. Yeah. That's where the strongholds of ISIS, which is they're controlled by SES, Serco, okay? And that's what they went and bombed or took out. And that's why all these tribal types or these mercenary groups are killing each other. Yeah, that's what's going
on
there.
Well, one problem with that is that the largest facility that was bombed has been identified as a medical laboratory. Because of sanctions, Syria cannot import cancer treatment drugs, so they're inventing their own. And apparently they've already come up with three very good ones. And that's what was in that building that got bombed. And there was the video interview showing the director of the lab just standing there in the wreckage saying, if there'd been chemical weapons here, we'd all be dead, when he was absolutely right about that. I just hope that they had the process for those cancer drugs backed up somewhere off-site. Otherwise, they've lost that, which, is obviously good.
I don't believe that story.
Which story?
I don't believe that at all. Just because they show you a bombed-out building and an actor standing in it doesn't mean that's what really took place. That's what
The video also showed the lab equipment. The video showed the lab equipment that was all smashed up on the ground. And don't forget, Bill Clinton, when he was president, he blew up an aspirin factory in Sudan just to distract the media from Monica Lewinsky. We basically have to, at this point, we've been lied to so much, we have to go on the assumption that what is being said by the U.S. government is the lie and the corporate media is the lie. But we can still give the benefit of the doubt to the people of Syria because, again, the U.S. basically had a tactical defeat with all these weapons that were sent in there. Anyway, Roxanne, thank you very much for the phone call.
We're
going to let
you
go.
I don't believe that either. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, that's why I tell you, you shouldn't rely on belief to steer your minds, because that's how you get controlled. That's why they grab kids when they're very young, and they stick them in kindergarten, and they stick them in Sunday school to basically indoctrinate them with the beliefs around which their personalities will evolve as they grow older. And that set of beliefs, those are the handles that you can be controlled by. Beliefs are the chains used to enslave free minds. No chain of steel or iron ever bound a human being tighter than the chains made of our beliefs. And that's why I think beliefs are bad. I know some beliefs are harmless, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus. Some beliefs are bad because they can lead you to do things you otherwise would not do. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, back with another phone call and more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones. James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. First of all, with regard to that caller who talked about Iran and who was very rude to you, I'm sure all your listeners agree that it's fine to respond in kind to that. But we appreciate that you're polite to people who disagree with you politely. Now, on Iran, there's a new series. It's British. I can't recall the name at the moment. I've watched a few episodes. And the premise is that Iran has these nuclear scientists working overtime to come up in secret to come up with an atomic weapon. And, you know, I commented on it, and I was like, it's hilarious, the idea, because this would be an enormous spectacle that nobody could miss, whether by satellites or intelligence on the ground, which I'm sure the West has intel and Israel has intel agents on the ground. It'd be an enormous industrial effort involving thousands of people, you know. And
yes.
So the idea that Iran could make a nuclear weapon is, in secret, is just not credible. One other thing I wanted to mention was I'd like for my worldview to fit the fact. like a lot of people, when the facts, when it becomes apparent to me that my worldview doesn't fit the facts, I change my worldview. So
yes.
What's really been bothering me is the attacks by Islamists on Jews in Europe. And there's a Facebook group called They Can't, and they used to focus on shutting down critics of Zionism in the West, but they've had to stop because of all the death threats to Jews on their Facebook group, and they've concentrated on death threats to Jews by radical Islamists. So the problem is that, you know, despite me being what you would classify as far right, it looks like the problem is actually the Jewish leadership. And if they had something other than AIPAC and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League speaking for them, then they wouldn't. I don't think most rank and file Jews agree with the globalist far left agenda.
I'm hearing it from more and more people, Jewish people in the United States. They're very much turned off by what Israel is doing, because due to Israel's trying to claim that it speaks for all of the world's Jews, then what Israel is doing reflects on all the world's Jews, and they really don't like it. They see it as actually making the world far more dangerous for them. Now, getting on back to this idea about Islamist death threats against these Zionists, you need to remember there's a lot of fraud that goes on when you're dealing with Israel. These stories about surviving the Holocaust, where it turns out to be a hoax, the fake hate crimes left and right. Back in the 1930s, when the ADL was just getting started up, they were fundraising over the fact that there was a Nazi party inside the United States. And this Nazi party had a membership of about six, but they got a lot of press coverage. ADL would go on out and say, the Nazis are here, we need your money. And then the leader of the American Nazi Party got arrested and convicted for embezzling from his employer, the Anti-Defamation League.
Oh, really? Well, anyway, my point is that in this new landscape of strange bedfellows, Kanye West supporting Trump, etc., I can see, and Natalie Portman refusing to go to Israel to perform, I could see a future in which the alt-right becomes allied with the Jewish rank and file and the blacks who are like Kanye West, you know, united against the globalists. So...
Oh, there's definitely a pushback against the globalists. And you're right. The black community is having a serious rethink. In fact, a member just put up an article at whatreallyhappened.com where the Democrats are very concerned that they're losing control over the black community. And with that, the black vote. And without that, even all those illegal immigrant voters are not going to win them any elections. But I think the black community is starting to understand just how badly they were exploited with all this Black Lives Matter stuff in 2016. And I think they're having a rethink. And going into the midterm elections, there's another factor. Obviously, the embarrassment to the Democrats from Hillary, from Pelosi, may basically result in a lot of Democratic voters just not bothering. Voter turnout on the midterms tends to be much lower than the general election. Meanwhile, of course, the GOP is rallying to try and hang on to the House of Representatives. So we'll see what's going to happen. But my concern is that this election is going to be just as crooked as the one in 2016.
Yeah, one final note on this. Cesar Chavez, you know, the guy who was it La Raza he founded?
Yes.
He was very much against illegal immigration because he realized that it hurt the legal immigrants.
Yes.
But anyway, that's all I have for you. Thank you for your time.
right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to let you go. And yeah, that's another aspect about this illegal immigration, open border situation. The legal immigrants, the people who went through the system, who did it right, who complied with the law, they're very angry. First of all, that they're being lumped in with the illegals and the social stigma. And second of all, because they did go through that very long, drawn out process to become a citizen. And now the borders are just open. So it's making a lot of people very, very unhappy. Okay, let's talk about some economic news before Claire joins us. China is still a major consumer of gold, both by the Chinese government, which is acquiring gold the same as Russia in advance of a collapse of the fiat currencies. But personal gold ownership is very popular in China as well as it is in India. And right now, U.S. is exporting gold to Hong Kong, and it's at this point consuming nearly all of the domestic gold mine supply. Now, I'm sure somebody's making a lot of money on all of this, but there is an issue in that it appears some of the gold that was deposited by other countries in the New York Fed and the other gold depository there in New York right across the street may be missing. And you would think that these institutions would be trying to acquire gold themselves to make good on it, because more and more countries are starting to say, send our gold back. Okay, now, article coming out of Investment Watch blog pointing out the single greatest threat the markets present to investors is a lack of liquidity. And yes, that is an issue. Anytime that you have a liquidity crisis, the economy just starts to lock up. There isn't enough money in circulation for commerce to proceed. And it's not just affecting the investor class. It's affecting our entire society, where there's inadequate currency floating around to carry on with business. Now, we mentioned this briefly yesterday, but it's worth mentioning again. This is coming from conservative economist Arthur Laffer, and Stephen Moore, saying that it's estimated 800,000 people are going to leave the states of New York and California because of the high taxes. And, of course, both those states are very liberal as well. Yet another Wells Fargo banking scandal. I mean, the ink isn't even dry on that $1 billion check that Wells Fargo wrote last week as a penalty to settle its previous scandal where they defrauded 570,000 clients in a car insurance scam. By the bank's own estimates, as many as 20,000 of those clients may have had their vehicles repossessed as a result of their inability to pay for the car insurance that Wells Fargo illegally stuck them with. And of course, November of last year, Wells Fargo came under fire for illegally repossessing vehicles owned by members of the military, which you're not supposed to do. Because if they're serving overseas, it's a little hard to make a car payment. And so there's a little slack cut there for them, which as it should be. Speaking of autos, another article is saying that auto sales are forecast to basically tank this month. We're just a few days away from the end of the month, and the numbers are coming on in, and the sales are way, way down. And this is coming from J.D. Powers and LMC Automotive. They're saying that basically the sales are down despite the heavy discounts offered by automakers. And these discounts are already at levels that industry analysts say are unsustainable and unhealthy in the long term. In other words, the automakers are not making enough money off the vehicles, selling them at these discounted prices to take care of their business, to do maintenance in the long term. They could run out of money and they could go out of business. And sales are expected to drop further this year as interest rates rise. And more people are avoiding new cars because of the high interest payments and instead trying to find late model used cars, which is, of course, what Claire and I did. For some reason, over in China, their smartphone sales have collapsed. Biggest decline ever. I'm not sure if they're talking about the iPhone X or not. Now, over in Prague, there's this video. We've linked to it from whatreallyhappened.com. And apparently this waiter at an outdoor restaurant was beaten unconscious and put in the ICU by a bunch of culture enrichers. And it was a group of seven men, refugees, who went into this restaurant in Vladislava Street, and they brought in their own alcohol. Well, most places don't allow you to do that. You want alcohol, you buy it on the premises. The waiter came on over to tell them, gentlemen, you're not allowed to bring your own alcohol in here. The men just attacked him. They put him on the ground, and they just pummeled him. And he's in the ICU. He had to have surgery on his head, and the police are trying to find these guys. So how's that open borders refugee thing working out for you people here? Apparently, in a Dutch asylum center in Alkmaar, the refugees there are upset. They are very upset that they have to clean their own toilets. And apparently that's just not done. They're saying even Syria's prisons are better. I mean, that shows that there's definitely an issue. The people coming into Europe are coming in with a sense of entitlement. And we keep hearing that all of these NGOs were telling these refugees, if you get to Europe, you're going to get a free home, you're going to get free this, you get free cable, good parking, all these other things. Over in Greece's largest refugee camp, only 7% of the refugees are women and children. Now, the corporate media and the globalists and the open border people like to present this as we're taking care of these women and children who are coming out of these war zones. No, these are military-aged men who are coming out of these war zones. They're coming out of there with a bad attitude, as that situation in Prague and the Dutch asylum indicate. This is a disaster that is unfolding all across Europe and all across the United States. Now, speaking here of the United States, the annual cost of detaining an illegal alien is $46,654. That's more than the average American income. Now, Michael Barnier is out there laying down his latest warning, saying that the EU doesn't need London to prosper. And, well, if that's true, then just let Britain go. We know that that's a lie. We know that up to the present, Germany and Great Britain have borne the burden of the EU member states that are in serious economic trouble due to the predations of the European Central Bank. And that's one of the reasons they're fighting so hard to overturn Brexit and keep Britain enslaved to Brussels. Because if Great Britain succeeds in breaking free, and they're not sending money to Brussels. Remember, they were talking about a divorce payment. Yes, you can go be Great Britain, but you still got to send us the money. That's what's important. You got to send us the money. Germany will not be able to carry the burden alone. Now, over at TSB, they are in the midst of a major IT chaos. And it started with this IT upgrade, which shut down access to accounts, shut down the ATMs. Now, for some reason, the branch computers are seizing up. And there's a growing backlog of uncleared checks. And they're out there offering savers better savings rate to keep people from leaving, but I think TSB is in trouble. My question is, why was this software not fully tested before deployment? Now, Samsung is warning of slow demand for their flexible OLED screens. Right now, those are primarily used in the Apple iPhone X, and that's another indicator that the iPhone X sales are disappointing. And only one financial quarter after the device's launch, the sales numbers are headed down. And I can understand why. I'm seeing a lot of ads for the iPhone X all over, you know, the various cell phone companies. They're trying to push them as hard as they can. But it's a $1,000 handset, and that facial recognition thing doesn't work all that well. there's no real substantial improvement between my current iPhone, which is a 7, and the iPhone 10. I'm not going to spend that money for such a little improvement. I mean, back when the economy was healthy, when ordinary people had high-paying jobs, they could afford to have the latest and greatest of whatever to prove how good they were, to have that social status. Oh, you're still on the iPhone 8. I have the iPhone 10. That doesn't work any longer, not in this economy. Some of these corporations are slow picking up on that. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently Ohio State is now offering deportation defense classes. It's a real mess. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Lisa in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I was wondering, I'm not sure if you got a chance to look at it or not, but if not, just what you think about it. That stupid DNC lawsuit, evidently they are I don't know, going forward with some lawsuit against the Trump administration for colluding with Russia, which we all know is a big lie, but Jimmy Dore did a report about it. I sent you the email, or I sent it to you in an email. Not sure if you got a chance to look, but maybe it might be a good thing because they'll have to prove that nothing went on. I'm just wondering if you heard anything else about it.
Yeah, it's already backfired on them. They've hoisted with their own petard. The DNC launched this lawsuit, and it looks like the only reason they did was so the corporate media could push the Trump Russia collusion story one more time as if it was current events. But it's backfiring. They sued the Trump administration. They sued WikiLeaks. They sued a whole bunch of people. Counterseats have started, and lawyers have already sent the DNC letters demanding that they preserve all of the evidence because the countersuits are going to say you need to prove that Russia hacked the DNC servers, because that's the main claim that is made in this lawsuit is Russia hacked the DNC servers. They gave the emails to WikiLeaks to help Donald Trump. That's the story that they are still pushing. But again, there are reasons to doubt the Russian hacking story. For one thing, the timestamps on the files are far too rapid for them to have pulled over the internet. They were copied to a flash drive by somebody inside the DNC and walked out the door, and most likely that was Seth Rich.
Yes, exactly, and that Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity have, you know, come out with that. And I was wondering, I forgot that WikiLeaks was involved in this too, that they want to sue WikiLeaks or whatever. It's just crazy. I got away from current events for 3 or 4 days. I just couldn't take it. And that Jimmy Dore video was the first thing I looked at. I was ready to scream. It's so upsetting to me. I just can't believe how much, I suppose we've been lied to for many years by the corporate media. I didn't realize the extent of it until this Russia saga.
Again, there's nothing new about the government and media lying to us. It's just in the age of the independent media and the internet, people are now aware of it. And the government is still trying to play the game by the rules that worked in the Cold War, but they're outdated. They're as obsolete as the supercarriers.
Well, thank goodness. That's all I really wanted. I just wanted to see if you could shed any more light on it, or just at least let people know what's going on. It's ridiculous. But thank you for taking my call, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. We're coming up on the top of the hour. And before we go to the break here, apparently Facebook is now admitting that they didn't read the terms and services of that app that improperly shared your data with Cambridge Analytica. They didn't even check it out. They just put it in the App Store. There's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. Back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.